Happy Wednesday, family. Great to have your company. A little hot outside, so I hope you're keeping cool. Sorry to tiptoe into the great man's area of expertise, the weather, but just wanted to touch on it. Boy, we have a show for you today. Get some superstars on. Bryce Gibbs, 5'10", lock it in, the new Adelaide recruit. Find out how Gibbs is going, back training and getting back into gear at the Adelaide Crows. Elise Perry. Oh. Double centurion.
Yeah. Elite.
Winner of the Ashes.
EP.
Superstar. EP to Jars. Yeah. We'll find out about nicknames because we've been down there once before with Elise. She'll join us. Urson Gulam.
Stop it.
Adelaide United. Your boy. Our boy.
Oh.
Reds are back in form because he's back.
He's hard. Mr. Toughness.
We'll talk to the Urs. Yeah. It'll be all... Yeah. It won't be... Actually, I was going to say it's going to be all business. It's not though because I've got a feeling he... Won't answer my questions about purchasing hotels.
Oh, no.
And Bing Lee, Brett Lee,
yeah.
Mr. 150 Plus, is going to join us, promoting a very good brand of sunscreen, but at the same time, too, talking cricket, second test, Ashes, and can tell you, I think, will give us a nice tale of Duck Club.
Mm.
So do not miss that. That's coming
and
up.
And I've
very
got a late
soon.
Nomination, too, for
Duck
Club.
Go now.
Declan
apologies. Jeez, what am I thinking? A couple of days to go. Please welcome, ladies and gentlemen, of Adelaide, the one and only Andrew Juice Newton-Jarman. Juice, welcome to the show.
G'day, Louis. G'day, Adelaide. G'day, Mount Gambier. Good to be here. I've got a late nomination now. There was a lot of T20 cricket played around the suburban grounds last night here in South Australia.
Saw a bit down my way at the hub. Glenunga, pink ball action.
Oh. Declan Hamilton has now made another duck.
Nephew
for Karaka Cricket Club.
The nephew of.
He made one on the weekend, didn't ring.
Yep.
Right, scared, hid behind the net stand there at Karaka. And made another one last night. Karaka Football Cricket Club Committee, drop him.
Oh.
Drop him and put him down to C grade.
You know what I'd do?
Honestly.
If I was Karaka, here's what I would do.
Poor.
I'd rip the deal up.
Yeah.
Better still, I'd be going for a mid-season trade.
There you go.
See what you can get for him.
Done it again.
Just something that caught my ear in the opening of the news there prior to us coming on. Journalist asking Usman Khawaja what he thinks about Ben Stokes. And whether he will be playing against him in the second or third test.
And Uzi answered the question.
He's stupid, Uz.
Tell him to go and get stuff.
Not only is
I don't care about Ben Stokes.
No. Not only is he out of form with the bat, he's out of form with the lip.
Yeah.
I mean, he should have
flicked. Stupid question.
That was on the pads to be flicked. He should have said, look, the only thing I care about is how Ben Stokes will be greeting his New Zealand teammates, whether it will be with the customary headbutt, Johnny Bairstow style.
What do these journos do? What school do they go to work out what informative questions to ask a cricketer who's surviving for his life? I don't care about Ben Stokes.
Yep.
You know, talk about the side. Talk about the atmosphere, the confidence and Adelaide Oval, the atmosphere.
Preaching to the choir.
Stupid journalism. Yeah. Some of these people should not get their green card to be a journo.
I know, exactly. Murph, great saying that gets around the radio world.
You probably
used it in...
AustralianRadioschool.com.
That is, people in glass houses shouldn't throw stones.
Yeah.
Should they? I don't think there's ever been a bad question on this show ever asked.
Yeah, but at least they're mine.
Or the wrong,
I come up with them.
Or the wrong name said.
I don't
get interviewing.
You know, I'm getting really, I'm nearly on the end of it.
You know what? You're very much like the Indonesian volcano over there in Bali. Is it Agung? Agung? I think you're very close to erupting. We've got 2 days after today to get through, Murph.
Thanks to Southern Volkswagen in Ranella, the Rush Hour, Charles and Louis, Triple M.
G'day, this is Mark Howard. If you're into sport, you'll love my podcast, The Howie Games. Experience raw, open and honest conversations with a bevy of sporting superstars. Hello, Kevin Peterson.
Yeah, I've heard a lot about The Howie Games.
Kathy Freeman.
Thanks for being you.
Mick Fanning, welcome to The Howie Games.
Yeah, Howie, how are you, mate?
That's The Howie Games and it's on Podcast One now. Download the app or listen at podcastone.com.au. No matter what you're into, there's one for everyone.
Podcast One.
The Rush Hour, Charles and Louis, 104.7 Triple M.
AustralianRadioschool.com if you want to learn that.
What are you doing? That's not, you're meant to be doing that. You're on the, all of a sudden you're on his payroll. You're sending him invoices.
This I don't get.
You can't do that.
We're about elite standards.
Yeah, well, we are, but you don't go down that path.
Men on the street can't do that. Men on the street can't walk in, get behind a Mike Sock and deliver that kind of goal.
Yeah, but didn't the coach training tell us that we have to... identify our sponsorships and corporate partnerships with people around and then have ads to say, look, Dale Lewis is sponsored by...
AustralianRadioschool.com.
What it's designed is, and I'll just shorten it down for you where you're trying to go, is you've got to be able to decipher between content and an advertisement. And that right there was me.
That wasn't content.
That was me.
Do you know what that was? That was advertisement.
Do you know what it was? Do you want to know what it was?
Whoring his organisation.
Poor choice of words. I don't care.
I'll say what I want to say.
I might want to read your codes a bit deeper.
I just finished them.
I was just throwing out nothing more than a compliment to a co-worker. Now, if that's a crime, all right, I'm guilty.
Are you and I going to blue?
Yeah, I'm guilty, Your Honour. Do you know what? Oh. I'm going to make it my mission in the final 2.5 days to get you to blow your lid.
No, don't.
That'll be funny.
All right, right.
Now, you've derailed me a touch, but I'm going to get back on track. Okay. All right. Second test. Coming to town. The Aussies flew into town last night. Now, at this point in time, there appears to be that there'll be no changes, which leaves me with a heavy heart because our boy, Chad Sayers, in the squad, in ripping form, didn't play last Shield game.
No.
I just want to call on all South Australians, and in particular, Adelaideans.
Air raid siren or not?
Yeah, almost. Get it ready. You tell me. I don't know. I want to be alert, but not alarmed. I want to be on the edge, but not over the edge. I want to be next to the line, not over it.
Oh, this is good.
You hearing me? I want to be within the rules, but just.
Yeah, I like it.
I'm not saying it's Tonya Harding, Nancy Kerrigan stuff. Are you getting my drift, family?
Oh, here we
and
go.
I'll get to that in a minute.
Oh, no.
Here's what I want from the Adelaide family.
All right. Okay.
Right. If anybody sees any of the fast bowling cartel in the upcoming days.
There's three of them.
Cummins, Stark,
and
Hazelwood.
Right.
All right.
Anywhere.
Right. Anywhere, anytime, any place. Right. Whatever your profession is, if you encounter these three gentlemen,
individuals,
I want you to do something of the following.
Air raid siren, please.
Like, maybe if they're at your restaurant, just a little dabble in the food. Just one of them, not all three.
Food
just
poisoning.
One. Okay. Yeah, just to a degree.
to a degree.
If you're caught in maybe peak hour crossing the lights.
Don't say you're going to bump into
a little corky.
Oh, with little, the bumper butt.
With your knee.
With your knee.
Pretend you're sort of looking over your shoulder, yelling out to a mate, and you walk straight into him. Yeah. You know? Any of this type of stuff. You know? Maybe if you're staying at the same hotel.
What about a 14-year-old kid getting an autograph?
Get loud.
It's
and
little,
stab him
little
with a pen.
Little
the bowling hand, split the webbing.
Because the message is we want Chad Sayers in that team on Saturday here at Adelaide Oval where he is dominated with the pink ball.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Let me rephrase it. Let's forget all the crap I just said. If you see any of the fast bowling cartel. Yeah,
put them on their backside.
Take them down.
Yeah.
That's
better.
Take one of them out. But for God's sake, once you've got one, let everyone know you've got that one because we can't have two or three going down. We only need one man out
He's
for got Chad.
Play, Lou.
I tell you what, given what happened last time when he was in and then Steve Smith cracked the sads and shafted him and put his mate back in, you know, I just think it's time that Chaddy needs to be able to find his way in there. I mean,
I'm here in Jackson Bird.
I'm not even against maybe phone calls coming through suggesting players are out breaking curfew. Do you know what I'm saying? You know, in fact, maybe, actually, this could be the idea, Murph.
I like this.
We send Jars down to the team hotel.
What am I going
to do? He's got history, wants to be an extra in a movie.
True.
Send him on down there. I mean, an hour with Jars, with one of the fast bowling cartels.
They break down.
Basket case, no chance to play. None!
Stay tuned. All right, stay tuned.
I mean, I don't wish bad fortune on too many people, Murph. On too many people.
Because we love our boy Chad.
But there is a little vibe right now that I'd like. Just one of those innocuous accidents.
That's it.
Can I get a Glenn McGrath stepping on a cricket ball playing soccer in a warm-up?
That's all we want.
Could we go down there?
That's all we want.
Could we go down there?
Do a hamstring in the nets.
Could we go down there? That means I want to say something else. Could we go down there during practice? Have a bag full of balls while they're kicking a footy or a soccer ball
and
just roll a couple out in the direction of the boys and just see if we can't get a target.
Okay.
Do you think that's a good option?
I don't think it's a good
option. Could we get our mate Hoffy, who's probably posing on the machinery.
In pink.
Yeah. Could we go down there and pretend we're ground staff?
Now we're starting to get there.
Hoffy, do something for
us. Give us some uniforms.
Let us in. Maybe just, you know, flicking a few stumps around, get Starkey's foot. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. All right.
It's not much.
Okay.
It's not much. Just a little bit. All right.
We want our boy in, mate.
Fingers crossed.
Okay.
Fingers crossed. Chad Sayers can get it. His first chest cap.
Come on, Smitty. Pick him.
Make a captain's call, Smitty.
It's the rush hour. Jars and Louis for Southern Volkswagen in Ranella. 104.7 Triple M.
Righto, Jars, second test coming to town, and the Aussies have already arrived. Got ourselves a former champ on the line right now. 310 test wickets, which is 310 more than us. Yeah. One and only Brett Lee Bing, welcome to the Rush Hour.
Thank you. Good to be on.
Mate, we'll get to the cricket in a moment. You are supporting what I think is just a fantastic new sunscreen called Solar D, and it is one that gets us and allows us to get the good vitamin D through whilst blocking out all the other harmful crap.
Yeah, it does. And look, it's firstly, like, you know, the UVB light is the light that comes through, which can assist the body to make vitamin D. And what people don't realise is that when they put the sunscreen on, which is fantastic, it keeps all the bad stuff away, which all the skin cancers and everything, but also blocks out the stuff that your body needs naturally. So this allows it to come through. A lot of Australians, ironically, are vitamin D deficient.
Brett, you've got to give a message to the parents out there, because a lot of them don't put sunscreen on their little kiddies when they're running down around the beaches, around the pools. So we've got to get Solar D into them. Educate them.
Yeah, you do. And look, I think the parents have also got to do their research as to, you know, what sunscreen is the best for them. I've always said that Solar D is the best, and that's what I use on my kids. So if I'm using it on my kids, I highly recommend it. If they're in the water, you know, make sure also that, you know, they're putting more sunscreen on. But it's just about being smart and looking after our kids, and also looking after, you know, yourself.
Hey, Bing.
And there's also some sunburnt palms I've seen, mate, up in Brisbane, so I've got to take care of them as well.
Tell you what,
don't worry about
they're
it.
They're red.
Should be exhibiting when they come into the country. Should get a pack or two, I reckon, Bing.
That's
be there at customs,
point.
Get your passport stamped, and they get that in you.
I like
Bing,
that.
Bing, education. Can we educate the selectors and somehow get Chad Sayers in to play with the pink ball in test number two here in Adelaide?
Brady Cummings is out. Chad Sayers in, please.
Quality player, isn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Simple as that. You know, he's been around the scene now for quite some time, and what a lot of people don't realise about Chad Sayers is that, you know, he's a quality act. He hasn't just burst in the scene the last 12, 18 months. He's been around. He's been doing the business, taking wickets, and quality bowler that's suiting these conditions. And certainly when you're playing under lights in Adelaide Oval, I mean, get him in. Why not?
Usman Khawaja seems to be about the only real issue when it comes to spin. He'll be just very thankful that probably the pink nut is coming out and it's a day nighter.
He'll be thanking the pink nut, all right, because this thing will hoop around. It goes around corners. I'm not sure if you guys have ever faced two-piece ball on synthetic pitches, but that's what it feels like when you're out facing the pink ball. But I think Usman will appreciate that. Yeah, look, I mean, his record against spin in Australia is pretty good. Out of Australia, it's not where he'd want it to be. But I'm hoping for his sake he can get through that. And, yeah, he'll be looking for a big score as well.
The Poms, they got no hope, have they? They got no hope to win the series, let alone this second test.
No, they've definitely got hope. Look, I think if you dissect or you peel back the layers as to what happened up in Brisbane, there was a time when, you know, certainly the first couple of hours that, you know, they were on top. You know, it could have gone either way. And then, you know, you see some devastating bowling from the guys, you know, the Aussie boys, and they just rip open that sort of middle to late order. The thing where England struggle, I think, is their bottom order, you know, and certainly against the pink ball under lights, what I'm hoping will be a juicy Adelaide Oval wicket. Yeah. It's going to be a horrible time for the tail enders coming in at 9 o'clock at night, trying to face this thing which would resemble Halley's Comet flying through the air.
Yeah, those bottom order boys should be either out having a beer or tucked up in bed at 9 o'clock instead of facing the pink thing.
I think they'll be appreciated to like nick one off and go to a beer.
Absolutely. We saw what Mitch Stark did here in the Shield game.
Oh, scary
to the tail. So that is crazy. Hey, Bing, we do a thing here on our show over here. Have a lot of fun on a Monday. It's called Duck Club.
Yeah.
All right.
Duck Club.
And we
I can definitely qualify for that.
Yeah, you've been mentioned.
I just Googled you and I just checked. You've got enough. And so what we do, we ask people to ring in and purge, because a week's a long time in cricket if you don't call and get it off your chest, and it can affect family members and work colleagues and things. And better still, if you know someone, you can name and shame them. So if you've got a particular duck you can share with us that's not one of your proudest.
I bowled all day. It was the Ashes, Melbourne Cricket Ground. It must have been day two, I think. I mean, my cricket stats aren't fantastic, but let's just run with day two.
Yep.
Bowled the whole session. Was going in the afternoon session on day two. We knocked over England. Ricky Ploying looks at me and goes, "Bing up, put the pads on, mate. You're night watchman."
Oh, no.
I said, "No, I just bowled a bloody 40 overs, steaming heat, and you want me to go and put the pads on?" I said, "Mate, I don't ask you to bowl just before the lunch break when I'm, looking at a big juicy meat pie or something." But I said, "Okay, I'll do it." So I went and strapped the pads on, kept the same whites on, which were like filthy.
Yeah.
Anyway, lose a wicket. So punter was meant to go in at three. Yep. I walked down the stairs at number three, packed MCG crowd.
Yep.
Go out and I'm facing Andrew Flintoff. And he's standing in with the wind. Geez. 6'7", yep. Reeking of Red Bull.
Yep.
I've taken centre. He's bowled me this in-swinging off-cutter, which is just like, I don't know, it's like an in-swinging off-cutting leg cutter. This thing's seen a mile. He's taken my, ripped my glove off, gone straight to the keeper. James has taken a screamer. I'm out for a golden duck.
Yeah.
And as I'm walking past, Ricky goes, oh, thanks, mate.
Yeah.
I should have said, thanks to you, mate. I should have been in at number nine.
You should have been out
for
golden.
I was actually meant to be. I was night watchman through all the Bangladesh test series, and that's when Dizzy had said to me, I'd asked to do a night watchman, and I'd been doing it the whole time. And he goes, oh, Bingo, I'll go and do it, mate.
Yeah.
I said, yeah, you can go do it, mate. 201. No worries.
That's your double century, Bing.
He's got
there
it.
You it's go. Yours.
Should have been mine, shouldn't it?
Yeah. Mate, he shouldn't even have a statue here because that's the only reason he's got a statue up here.
Can we just halve it? Just 100 each, all right?
Bing, there's got to be an asterisk on the bottom of that because of Brett Lee.
Yeah, that's right.
Great to talk to you. As we said, loved you as a playmate. Love it, what you're doing with the commentary stuff as well. And Solid D, really great advice and great work lending your profile to this one, mate.
Good on you, boys. Always a pleasure to chat. There have a good one.
See Brett you, Lee on the Rush Hour with Jars and Louis, Triple M.
Hi, Gary Megan here. If you know me, then you know that I love everything about food. And now I'm sharing that love with my podcast series, A Plate to Call Home. Listen now on Podcast One as I speak to fascinating people about the innovative things that they're doing in food and, of course, share their stories. If you're into food, you'll love my podcast, A Plate to Call Home. Download the app or listen now at podcastone.com.au. No matter what you're into, there's one for everyone.
Podcast One.
The Rush Hour, Jars and Louis, thanks to Southern Volkswagen in Ranella on Triple M.
A little bit of footy news floating around, Juice. Let's get to it right now.
Yeah, Lou, Nathan Cracker obviously got delisted by Port Adelaide. From the information I'm receiving today, has committed to the Ironbank Football Club in the Hills League Division
2. Your old boys.
Yes. I think Elijah Ware, a co-coach or something out there for next year. So Nathan Cracker's gone there to the Ironbank Football Club, and Glenelg Football Club is still searching for a senior coach with Matty Logan nicking off to Port Adelaide.
Mm-hmm.
Jade Sheedy. There's a lot of interest in Jade Sheedy, who's currently coaching the Athelstan Football Club.
Yep.
And Mark Clayton, I'm led to believe, presented today or yesterday. I'd give it to Jade Sheedy if I was in charge down there, because he is a ripping coach.
Right, very good. Very good.
Any AFL news?
The big AFL news of the day, Gary Lyon signing with Fox. 23-year association with Channel 9. He's going to head across to Fox and do a bit of his best work over there.
Are you surprised by that, or are you not surprised?
No, I'm not.
You
know how it works. The road to redemption is you lay low for a little bit, and if you're any good at what you do, you'll always get back. It's the AFL rule.
Okay.
It's the law.
Mm.
It's without being facetious, it's the Wayne Carey rule. If you're good and being real good, you'll always be okay.
He's very good at it.
And a good player. Great player, I guess.
Right.
So,
good luck to you.
Port Adelaide have got their numbers.
We've
been through it. So,
what's Rodcliffe?
Tommy Rodcliffe's going to wear number 11. All right.
That was worn by Aaron Young.
Stevie Motlop will wear Gussie Monfrey's number 6. And I think the silk Hefner robes as well that Gussie has left behind for the pool parties. And the grotto.
Gussie.
All right. Gold Coast defender Trent McKenzie.
Yeah.
He's got the cannon left foot. He's going to wear number 12, which
our
is
boy, Jacko
Trengo's old one.
Yeah.
And Jack Watts is number 23.
Lobes.
A bit of Jordan. Some warning. And 19 is for Jack Trengove. So they are the new numbers for the Port Adelaide boys.
Beautiful.
Paddy
McCartan.
Yes. St Kilda's big, great white hope, basically, up forward, is broken down again. Returning ripping nick in really good nick, but it's just succumbed and now will be out of action until Christmas, after Christmas. So that's a bit of a blow for that young man who is basically trying to relearn his entire craft at the moment there.
And what's Jason McCartney? Where's he gone?
Former
Crows boy.
And the former list manager at the Western Bulldogs is now with the GWS. Honestly, when the music stops, just get in a chair.
Musical chairs.
Certainly.
That's a good get for them, because he's rated, isn't he, Macca?
Oh, absolutely. Responsible for putting together the 2016 Bulldogs Premiership list.
Yep.
Well, there's always been the rumblings there because it's almost been like a dual role in recent times, so they weren't getting on.
Interesting.
It's a big win for GWS.
Well done.
All very good. And just a quick update on Gazer pre-season. How's that tracking?
Tracking nice. Yeah, the lads are coming back in some good nick, so it's going to be a real good comp next year, Div 2. Real good comp.
Have you been as fiery at training as you have here at work?
No, very measured. Low key.
Yeah, good. You taking those blockers to keep your stress levels down?
Yeah.
Reds are in action Friday night. Cooper Stadium, Sydney FC coming to town. Right. And our favourite is in town, in studio, the one and only Urson Gillam. Urs, welcome back.
Hey, guys. Thank you for having me back.
Yeah, great to see you, mate. It's just a coincidence or not that you're back and we're playing all right.
Yeah. No.
We're scoring goals.
No. I'm not a striker.
Yeah, but
I'm a
defender. Set it all up. Yeah. You're the general back there. You know that.
No. I can't take credit for a team effort, can I?
All right, mate. We need to get to the elephant in the room, and that's you going down to what looked to be like an innocuous knock, but at the end of the day.
Yeah, a lot of people thought I faked it, didn't they? I even thought I faked it at one stage.
We were thinking yellow card here in studio, but it wasn't. It was a lot of damage, wasn't it?
What'd you do?
Sweet spot.
What'd you do?
A broken rib and a punctured lung.
Punctured lung. Yeah.
Bloody hell.
I was sore during the game, and I actually spoke to Berisha.
Yeah, Berisha.
Because I was holding, and I said to him, I think it's broken. He goes, don't be silly.
Yeah.
And I go, nah, I think it's broken. Mm. And then I went into the changing rooms, and I just started losing, I couldn't breathe anymore.
Right.
And then I was just getting back pain, sharp pains in the chest. And I go, someone call the ambulance. I'm not feeling too good here. Yeah,
well, but he stayed on the ground, Lou. He didn't come on a stretcher. He didn't walk off slow.
He didn't ride around and hold body parts.
He buddy got up, and I watched him closely, and he continued on with the game.
Well, that's why he's our boy. He's the rush hours man.
Our boy,
like it.
A tough Turk.
We had tough Turk. I tell you tough what, Aussie.
Tough Turk. Tough Turk who's talking Turkey about buying pubs. What's going on?
Oh, yeah, come on, boys. Business on the side. Business. We're talking about Adelaide United here. Adelaide United.
Very nice to know we can get a drink in Melbourne as well. Very good. Very good. The FFA Cup loss would have been a little hard to stomach, I would have thought.
Yeah, it was.
Good chance to win some silverware, and it was close all night, and just couldn't quite get the job done.
You look at Sydney FC's first 11, and you look at our first 11. Sydney's FC's first 11 have all played overseas.
Yep.
They've got the European experience. Mm. Our boys, they're still young.
Local products.
Local products, you know, doing fantastic.
Yeah.
And, you know, playing away, extra time, we ran out of legs.
Mm.
We played our hearts out
That's all you want.
You can't say much here, but I certainly can. The Disciplinary and Ethics Committee finally got around to catching up with Michael Moroney in the so-called ball kid handling exercise. A lot of people are saying the 1 week's okay off the back of the red card, which makes it basically two. Mm. I still think a great learning curve was missed here, that everybody could have been reminded of what their roles are and what you should and shouldn't do, and common sense should have prevailed, and Michael did nothing wrong.
I said it as before.
It's crazy. I know it's a bad look.
You're playing 120 minutes. You're on adrenaline. You're 2-1 down.
Yep.
You know, all you want to do is get that ball. Mm. When the ball boy gets the ball and then limps towards to get it, and then Mickey's running
turns
to get it.
Back.
Turn his back.
Nah.
You know, and then Matt Simon coming in, you know, it just
didn't
made
help,
it, all,
it
didn't
up.
Help it up. Mm. It didn't help it at all.
Red card for mine, that kid, probably 4 to 5 weeks for me.
Yeah, definitely.
I should have thought. Friday night, what are we going to get?
Yeah.
What are we going to get?
Big game, eh, guys?
Oh, yeah.
Big game. I mean,
well, they're very fit.
The
they work hard and they're hard to score against, don't they?
They've got a good good setup, a good structure in their team. I mean, they all know what they're doing, their roles. They've got good players as well, but that doesn't undermine the fact that we are doing extremely well at the moment.
So a couple of sledges, obviously, on Friday night to Arnie, who's thinking about he's got the Socceroos job. Arnie, eye on the prize, local game first. You're not at the World Cup. You're not in Russia,
you know,
Arnie.
It'll be better for us. Let him think about the Socceroos job. You know?
Just remind him when you can't use it.
What's Russian for that, Arnie? Oh, Urs, it's great to see you, mate. Great to see you back on the field,
most importantly.
Guys. Thanks for
popping
in.
Good to see you guys as well. Thank you for having me.
We're on. We're on the bandwagon. I'm on. You know that.
Is it official?
You said that from the start.
No. I wanted to see how you
have
went
come
your
to
first
game. How many games have you come to?
I haven't been yet. Well, we have early play home.
I thought you were watching me when I got injured.
Yeah, I was there. I was texting.
You were on the TV watching us on the...
I was there sideline, mate. I'm almost out there.
You said from the start when I first came, you're going to come to every game.
Yeah.
He was putting you down.
I know, wasn't he? Absolutely. You're getting a great
getting you on the bandwagon.
Great insight into this boat.
I'm on with the family.
I don't know if you guys want me next time. I know too much info about you folks.
As they say, as Tex Walker often says, he promises the world and delivers an atlas.
Oh, come on, Tex.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I can't talk about footy players.
I tell you what, Erst, you keep doing what you're doing. Yeah. Leave him to his own devices and you'll be okay, all right?
Good
luck
you,
Friday
night. Thank you, guys.
Erst Gullin from Adelaide United. Big game Friday night against Sydney FC Cooper Stadium. Get along. It's a rush hour. Jars and Louis. A couple of stars to come up on the second hour of this show today on our Wednesday edition. Elise Perry, fresh off a double 100, fresh off the girls winning the Ashes, going to join us after 5:30 to talk all about it. And she's a Mo sister. Of course, Movember coming to an end. And one man will ask that question about whether that's permanent or temporary. Mm. Bryce Gibbs is sporting the Dirty Sanchez at the moment too. And a man bun. Jeez, a double whammy. Gibbsy coming up in about 10 minutes' time. And a not happy Jars. Going to need your help, family. Juice has got something that he normally goes to on days like today and yesterday when it's really hot. It's been unavailable. I'm not sure what it is. I'd like you to help me try and guess what it is that's got him so fired up and cranky. What his normal hot weather go-to is. All right, so that's coming up this hour. But right now, Jar, right now, let's try and give away the cash.
The Rush Hour's quiz with No Name. Thanks to Automasters.
Your drive home isn't always smooth, but make sure your car runs smoothly. Call 1-300-AUTOMASTERS.
That little promo, okay.
That's good, Luke.
Yeah, cool.
Luke, good. I was just checking the questions.
Yep.
Hey, Chris of Torrance Park's joining us on the Wednesday, Louie and family. G'day, Chris. How are you?
Yeah, g'day, the lovely Jars. How are you?
Good.
I'm just buttering you up already for that second AUTOMASTERS.
There's two of us. You better say.
Yeah, I know. I was just getting the Jars first, Louis. I won't forget about you.
Nice recovery, Chris. Nice recovery. I mean, if you want to know who the puppet master and here, mate, is.
I know who pulls the strings, don't you?
All right, mate. Where are you working, Chris? Are you at home? Are you knocked off? What's happening?
I've knocked off. Beautiful. I was on my way home.
Very nice, mate. All right. Well, probably got froth in hand, ready to play. 10 questions, 60 seconds. AUTOMASTERS lifeline. I think he's guarding them pretty closely at the moment. Oh, Chris.
Come on, Jars.
No, good. You just get the one, champ. You just get the one. But my eyes are getting watery. Something's wrong with my eyes. No, they are. They've just flared up the last half hour.
What does that mean?
That means I'm in trouble with the questions.
No, all good. I'm ready to go.
Yeah, I might have to give you an extra 30 seconds because you might slaughter a couple. Good luck, Chris. As you said, one AUTOMASTERS lifeline. Use it wisely, and we hope you win the cash. Let's go.
Cheers.
Okay, what famous Crows jumper will Darcy Fogarty be wearing next year? Christopher?
What number?
Pass.
How old is Newport recruit Lindsay Thomas?
32.
What colour cricket ball are they using in the test match on Saturday?
Red.
See you, mate.
See you, Chris.
It was so promising, too. We had great rapport.
He had a great attitude.
Murph, I don't want to hear from him. Get him down.
Okay.
See you, Chris.
Nah, sorry, Chris, mate. That's the rules. Don't keep him up.
The family know.
He's gone. He's gone. Yeah, gone.
The family know. If you bomb out on the first three.
Income.
I mean,
trying to butter up to me.
Well, 32 you could miss with Darcy Fogarty, absolutely. Lindsay Thomas, he guessed, which he shouldn't have. He should have passed. So he's in poor form right there.
And it's not a red ball, it's a pink ball.
So he's gone bogey, double bogey, and then
triple.
Then who doesn't know? And then he's just hit it out in the full, isn't it?
Chris of Torrance Park.
Seems like a really nice fella too.
And look, Chris, I'll buy you a coffee if I ever saw you in a front bar, but that's unacceptable, mate.
The formula is correct, once again, proven correct. If they try and be entertaining and funny,
it's true.
In the preamble,
yeah, you're right.
They're no good. Absolutely,
so they have to be low key.
Because you know what they're doing? They're actually deflecting from what they know is coming, and they're trying to make it. Oh, this guy's not a bad fellow. They might give us a bit of love. So but the actuality is they're hiding their incompetence.
So what? Where tomorrow? You know, is another AUTOMASTERS?
We're not on long. Well, AUTOMASTERS jackpot's till tomorrow.
Okay, that's so two tomorrow.
But
okay.
I think next year, I think there's no preamble.
What?
I like the preamble.
I
think for those playing along in the car, they don't want to be sort of fall in love with a character. Then all of a sudden they get on, they disappoint, and they let us down, and they're gone in 60 seconds. Oh, do you know
movie.
What I mean?
Good movie.
Yeah, great movie. But do you know what I mean?
I'm a bit flat now.
Like we're teasing the audience, and we're getting him up, and they're getting to know
it's one
Chris
of the most
from Torrance
popular
Park.
Segments in the country.
Yeah, oh, it's not going anywhere.
Mount Gambier family are just
shut down.
They're
all over
shut down.
The Blue Lake, I'll tell you. But, you see, We felt like we knew Chris. He'd knocked off. Yeah. He's floating around. He knew the rules. He tries to butter up Fat Santa for an extra order, Masters. And he left me dangling because he knows I hate not being said hello to and acknowledged and all that stuff. Then he knew that I was the true master of the show. And then all of a sudden, he's just three of the worst answers I've ever heard ya. So you want to continue with that kind of crap and not give the listening audience in the car at home or at work the chance to play the quiz and test their knowledge.
Okay.
That's where you're at.
I know. I'm a bit flat now.
Tell me, how is that elite standard?
It's not elite standard.
It's not, is it?
And Flack's got to take some responsibility because he puts them through.
I'll tell you right now, we're going for...
He screens them.
I think next year, and this is policy on the run, that no idea is a bad idea.
Yeah, true.
University graduates.
Where are we going to find them?
I don't know. Maybe the same bloke plays every time.
Bryce Gibbs is coming up next. The Rush Hour, Charles and Louis. Triple M. It's the Rush Hour, Triple M, Charles and Louis. Just quickly, shout out to the gang at Automasters. Don't forget, if you haven't had your brakes checked recently, call 1300 Automasters and they'll give us the quiz with no name again tomorrow after 5 o'clock.
Absolutely. And of course, double Automasters tomorrow with the jackpot today. Second time lucky. He's back in town. He started training with the Adelaide Crows. I'm talking about Bryce Gibbs. Gibbsy, welcome to the Rush Hour.
Hey, boys.
G'day, champ.
Good to have you. We've seen some lovely snaps on the TV and on social media, mate. No. Still sporting the man bun and added double trouble. You got a little Dirty Sanchez on the top lip.
Yeah, got in the spirit of November this year. So, running a little something a bit different. I haven't done it before, but at this stage.
Mate, how you found training? You're back this week with the boys. How have you found the atmosphere at the Adelaide Crows so far, young man?
I'm really loving it. It's been a really refreshing couple of days. Obviously, stepping into a new club, a new environment, doing things a little bit different than I'm used to. And
Gibbsy, sorry to jump in. Your phone reception, you're either hiding from someone in your locker or you're in a bad spot.
Yeah.
How are we going? Parked in Henley on the way through. There's no bad area.
That'll do.
That's
stay
better
there.
Now.
Don't
stay.
Move.
Dig. Do,
don't
keep
let
doing
that moustache get in the way of your phone.
So you're loving it. And what's it like, mate, going in and being the new kid again?
Yeah, it is a little bit nerve-wracking at the start, but I think the opportunity to come and have a week with the young boys is really been good. Obviously, a bit more of a senior head these days. It can be a bit... bit easier to gravitate to a few of the senior players, but to have the young guys show me around the place and to have a couple of sessions under my belt with them, it's been really good. So they definitely show me the ropes.
And the number six?
The number six, yeah. what an honour to get that. Obviously, big mods. Although I can't guarantee I can get up as high as him. To wear that this year, it's going to be great.
It's probably got the potential, mate, to take you out midweek and do a few bits and pieces as well.
I think those days are well and truly past now with a little two-year-old home. Yeah. So,
mate, just be careful. The ghosts in the jumper might do it. You might have no choice.
Hey, Gibbsy, have you had a good chat with the coach, senior coach Pikey, about what your role's going to be next year and just obviously about the Adelaide Crows game plan?
Yeah, we've had a couple of little conversations, but nothing into too depth just yet. More just to get a feel for the club and sort of how they play and how they go about things first. And I'm sure in the coming weeks we'll sit down and work out where he thinks I'll be playing if I get a game and all that sort of thing. So we'll have those conversations going forward, no doubt.
Gibbsy, serious question. Are you missing the boys from Carlton, because you were there a long time, and I would assume you got some really tight relationships.
Yeah, 100%. It's when you've been at a place for 11 years and the relationships you build with, you know, not only the players, but the staff, the supporters, it's hard to leave and it's hard to put into words. Up until I left Melbourne last week, I was still certainly in contact with a lot of them and catching up with them for lunch and dinners and that sort of thing. And even this week, still speaking to them on the phone and over texts and stuff. And I think it's a bit of a honeymoon period at the moment. And I'm sure as the pre-season gets longer and, it'll start off, I'll feel more of an Adelaide football player. And I think that's when it'll get probably the most hardest.
And I reckon one of the perks of being home, mate, is that the built-in babysitter factor might be a good thing. Obviously, Cal and then Mum and Dad and everybody else in your wife's family are all here, so might be able to sneak a bit of alone time with the bride.
Well, that's it. That was a pretty heavy reason to come home, and obviously having Charlie a couple of years ago, it sort of changes your perspective on life and a lot of things, and to have that family support, you know, not only from my family but for Lauren's family as well. They're all here in Adelaide, to have them at our fingertips when we need, and for Charlie to grow up with his grandparents and aunties and cousins and stuff, it's pretty special. So we're looking forward to spending a lot more time with them, that's for sure.
Talking about Arnie Kelly was meant to come into the studio to do her regular segment with her brother, but she's done a runner, mate. She's done a runner on us.
She's knocked off earlier. She
shut up the computer and just took off out of the building. Now, do we need to find her a lovely young man next year?
I think we do. I'm going to have to do some homework at the club and see if there's any bachelors wandering around. But, I reckon she's in need of.
It's a fair call.
Oh, yeah.
But you're heading out to the shops tomorrow. You know what that's code for, don't you?
Yeah.
Nah, run me through it. Talk to me.
We've renamed the Cooper's Ale House at Jepp's Cross the Shops tomorrow, and we're taking it over all day. You're heading out to see Ruin Ditch in the morning. Were you aware that it was the early start?
No, I'll be out there. That's right. I thought it might have been the afternoon session. So I'll make sure I get up and get a coffee in the van. I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, very nice, mate.
Good to have you, champ.
Great to have you back in town, mate. Look forward to catching up. Settle in well, and we'll talk real soon.
Thanks, boys. Appreciate it.
There is Bryce Gibbs, and nice. He's a welcome addition to the Adelaide Football Club. Can't wait to see him in action. Yep. It's a rush hour. Charles and Louis.
Thanks to Southern Volkswagen in Ranelagh. It's the rush hour. Charles and Louis on Triple M.
Yeah, tried. You're probably guessing, or you've guessed, it's near the end of the year and the care factor is low when it comes to producing slick operations here on the show. But Jars, having a bit of fun getting the family involved right now. I don't know what it is. Murph doesn't know what it is. The family don't know what it is, but we're trying to guess. Jars came in today and said, look, it's something he normally has on these really, really, really hot, stinking days. That he goes to get, but he can't get it at the moment. And we want to try and guess. So what happened?
Well, look, Lou, as you know, it's my summer treat. And I've always looked forward to this treat because it just gets me through days like today.
Summer treat, family. Right. Summer treat.
It's a fair dinkum tradition.
Oh.
A fair dinkum tradition. It's been ripped away and ripped from my heart. Mm. And I'm really angry. I'm disappointed with the supermarkets and the delis.
Oh.
In our area, Luke, and I've eyeballed a few of the managers of these establishments the last two, three days.
Jeez.
And even last year.
Yeah.
So I've been brewing and sitting on this issue because I tell you what, Luke, I'm lost without it.
Look, Murph and I are paying the price.
I'm lost without it.
You're ready to explode like the Bali volcano.
Yeah. A tradition has been lost.
So summer treat tradition, get it in a supermarket and a deli. Family on the line. Greg from Morphett Vale. Greg?
Jars?
What is it?
Yeah.
Well, I'd like to think it would be a nice ice-cold Cooper's Pale Ale, but with Jars, it's probably the chalk-coated marshmallow Santas.
Oh.
No, it's not, Greg.
It's not. Good guess, though.
It's not, Greg.
Great start, Greggy boy. Yeah, all right.
There's another call if you want to take it, Lou, or do you want to wait?
I'm just going to get my head around chalk-coated Santa. Yeah, that's not bad. No, Paul? Paul, what's your guess for Jars? He can't get it. It's a summer treat. It's a tradition.
Yeah.
And he gets it at his supermarket / delis in his area.
Lemon icy pole.
No. Not a bad start. For those, don't misjudge Jars. No. Just because he looks like he likes a lot of junk
and
sugar.
Like have a bit of a, yeah.
Can I have a guess before we go to a quick song, Murph?
Yeah, we'll do a song.
Hey, by the way, best caller, got a Weber Joe. Barbecue.
Right. Well,
thanks to Heatworks.
Okay.
Heatworks.com.au.
What do you think it is?
This would be my guess, Murph, that you know how on a real hot day and you come from the really ambient hot air temperature outside, then you roll into an establishment with a bit of air conditioning. I think Jars, being old school, is probably missing at these delis / supermarkets. You know, the old school stand-up fan.
that blows a bit of bruise.
Oh, yeah.
I'm thinking that hasn't been available at any of these places, premises, because what I think he likes to do on these days.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Oh, no. Is just walk in, stand in front for a good 2 to 5 and just aerate the old plums. Just get them back to temperature. You know what I mean? No greater feeling than walking into a shop and just parking yourself juice in front and just letting him get a bit of air. Just lifting a bit of T-shirt.
A tradition has been ripped away from my life, and I'm not happy.
133353, what do you think it is?
It's the Rush Hour, Charles and Louis on Triple M. Elise Perry's going to be on the show soon. The show is the Rush Hour, Charles and Louis, 104.7 Triple M, thanks to Southern Volkswagen in Ranella.
Not happy, Charles!
It's not bad.
Jars is not happy today, family, and we think we found the reason behind it. He just let us in on a little sneak treat that something that he normally goes to on these really hot stinker of a days, he can't get. Mm. And he's described it as a summer treat, a tradition that he can buy at supermarket and delis in his area over there on the west beachfront. So that is all we've got out of it. He's eyeballed some of those in charge.
Yes, I have.
Has not been able to get it. Twitter's going berserk, thick and fast. Got to be those gold Kappa shorts in the bottom drawer, says Chetty Soper. Yeah. Loz says, judging by Jars's waist, I'd say his go-to is bacon.
No, what
it? And the press is splashed. And this is why he's president. Yeah. He's not scared of a spill,
no,
by the way.
No, he's not.
Maybe Jars loves a bit of nude gardening. That's to go with the nude showering. Yeah. In these temps. But given the heat surrounding Don Burke, can't imagine that's a great idea.
Yeah.
Thank you, Sir Splash. Back to the phones, Juice. Let's go.
Timmy of Parafield Gardens. G'day, mate.
How you going, boys?
Timmy, what's the go-to that he can't get at the moment?
I reckon it's the old Sunny Boys or Snips.
Oh, yeah.
Snips.
Is that it, Jazz?
No.
Oh, gee, I missed them.
Good on you, mate.
Nice try, Timmy.
Mel of Aberfoyle Park. G'day, Mel.
How are you going? Good. I wondered whether, in this weather, I like to go to a really cold iced coffee.
Yep.
But I wondered whether tradition coming into it, it might be an eggnog.
Oh, nice guess.
No, it's not an eggnog, Mel. Sorry.
Thanks, Mel. Nice
Stretchy
try.
From Monado. G'day, Stretchy.
Yeah, mate. Hey, it's got to be baby formula. That stuff's just appearing off the shelf faster than Victoria's playing for the Crows.
Tell you what, it's better than some shares. It's blue chip at the moment. You take that bad boy stuff overseas and make a fortune.
Our Asian friends are getting a few of them, aren't they?
I can't get it because we've still got formula in our house.
All right, Stretch, it's not that. Glenn of Happy Valley. G'day, Glenn.
How are you, boys? All right?
Yeah, Lenny, what's Jars' go-to that he can't get?
All right. Is it a certain flavour of the old Zupa Dupas?
Look, I consumed one I reckon last week down at the butchers, down at Foodland there, the boys gave me one. So, no, it's not that.
Jeez, what a life you lead.
It was a raspberry Zupa Dupa from the boys down there at the butchers.
Hey, Glennie, nice guess. Of course, everyone who calls through is in the running to win this barbecue as well.
All right. Dave from Summerton Park. G'day, Dave.
G'day, gentlemen. How are we?
Righto. Dave, what have you got for us with Jar?
Well, I reckon there's been, in the news lately, a bit of industrial action at this factory.
Yep.
I reckon Jars is missing a gay time.
A golden gay time?
Whatever flavour takes his fancy.
Yeah, because there's a few these days. Is that it? Because I love them.
No.
I love
them. No, it's not Lee.
It's not.
It's not Lee.
Wow.
Right, I'll tell you what it is.
I'll tell you, can I just say, and he can't win the prize today, but I reckon your good mate Rudy Mandemaker, who texts through his thoughts.
Yeah.
Shouldn't be the winner.
You do it. You read
it
out.
No, I just said, I don't know. I think it had something to do with seafood. I can't remember what it
he
was.
He said it was bearded clam.
All right.
Rude.
Not happy, Jazz!
Well, I'm getting better at that every time. Right. Just before we get to that, if you want to go and see Kerry O'Keefe, the old skull, Triple M's very own, who we're rocking the ashes.
Where's he off to?
He's got a gig on Thursday night, Parafield Gardens Community Club.
Good place.
Kicking off at 8 p.m. Thursday night. Tickets, $30.
Yep.
And they're still available, so get yourself involved. Kerry O'Keefe, brilliant. Skull, appearing at Parafield Gardens Community Club Thursday night, 8 o'clock, guaranteed.
Mm.
Guaranteed to be hilarious.
Coldest beer in town too, down there.
Oh, is it?
Yeah,
nice.
Good place.
Good call, Caro. Well done. All right.
Now,
Before the break, absolutely. What's the one thing that you can't get at the moment that is just driving you insane?
My triangular frozen chocolate snip.
Someone said that.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, they did right at the beginning.
No, they didn't.
He did. He did.
He didn't say no. He just said
Sunny Boys and Snips.
No, I didn't hear that bit.
Oh, excuse me. This wasn't Andy Klein.
But anyway, that's what I've been missing, and they've taken it away from us, and it's a disgrace. You know, it takes me a half hour go through a chocolate snip.
I've never heard it described like that. It's just either Sunny Boy or a snip or whatever else that you want to call
it. It's a chocolate snip, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
But they've took it away.
Chocolate?
It's a chocolate.
Yeah, it's a South Australian thing.
It's a chocolate snip.
Frozen.
Yeah. Frozen. Yeah. And triangular, and you've got
the
strawberry
and the
ones.
Boys.
Is it the strawberry ones as well? We used to eat the strawberry ones. They are no longer in our state. They need to come back. I want them back.
I reckon South Australia, along with getting refunds on bottles, is one of the last states that probably carries these things.
Lou, mate, we love them. We used to plow through them.
Yeah,
you sit there half hour chomping on chocolate, on chocolate, on chocolate, on chocolate. Beautiful.
Mightn't be a bad thing, Murph.
So that's what's happened.
Well, our first caller's got to be right.
Yeah, well, I didn't hear him say. He said Sunny Boys. And
Snips.
And
Snips, yeah.
Well, I didn't hear that, but anyway.
Oh, geez. I'm glad we didn't hear it, because it would have been a quick end of the
segment. If you know of a shop, they've got these chocolate snips. I'll drive anywhere in the state to get a couple. Tell me, just give us a call.
If you're an operator who's got the old frozen truck, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Could we get a delivery to the big guy?
Good loop.
There you go. Fat Santa style.
Family.
So, Flack, I don't know how we do this, and I'm probably going to apologise to Mel, who's sitting there waiting, who was in line for the barbecue.
The guy who went first,
I don't have his name, though.
Well, give him some tickets to the footy.
We'll get Mel up if we can.
Yeah, sure.
Is she there?
G'day, Mel.
How are you going?
Mel, sorry about this. We've had to go to the third umpire, and we've been overruled, because normally Jars likes just to give the prizes out to the ladies.
That's fine.
So what am I going to give Mel?
Well, ask Murph.
Well, you got a choice of tickets to the 36ers on Friday night or Adelaide United on Friday night.
36ers would be fantastic.
Beautiful. 36ers, Brisbane Bullets, Friday night, Titanium Security Arena, ticketmaster.com.au for tickets.
Hey, thanks for being a great sport, Mel. Really appreciate
Good
it.
Good on you.
Thank you.
Have a great Christmas.
Thanks, Mel. Right, so who's getting the barbecue?
Well, the A-team are trying to work out who called first. You normally, this is where you're at the moment. You normally write the callers down, and their names, and how old they are,
and where they're from. I do apologise.
So you're
I apologise for the first caller, because he just said Sunny Boys, and I just switched off.
Tuned out, active
and
listening.
Went into the next caller.
Active
So
listening.
If he did say snip,
he did.
Well, obviously, absolutely, he deserves the prize.
I mean,
but and the prize, snip's got to come back. What is
and
it?
The prize, of course, is that Weber Jumbo Joe Barbecue, thanks to Heatworks, the home of Weber, heatworks.com.au.
All right. Timmy.
All right.
If you're listening and you just called in, Timmy, you're the man. You've won the Weber Barbecue.
Timmy from Parafield. I've written him.
The big juice.
The
big. Oh, dear.
I'm not coping, I'm not coping with this weather.
Thank God the skies enabled.
Elise Perry is coming up next on the Rush Hour Triple M.
Fresh off winning the Ashes, and hopefully the men can follow suit, is Australian superstar, the one and only Elise Perry. Elise, welcome to the Rush Hour.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me.
We'll get to your achievements this summer. Very, very soon, but you're doing a wonderful thing. Movember coming to a close. You're a Mo sister, fourth year in a row. Cricket Australia got a great partnership happening here. Up to $1 million this time around. Great work. And I do believe you got a few chin-ups to punch out, Elise, in 2 days.
I know. Guys, I've resorted to using door frames.
How many do you want to complete?
I set a pretty lofty target of 500, which I didn't actually realise works out to be 25 a day until I did the math on that. So, we've had a few busy days this month with the Ashes, and as a result, I've got a pretty back-ended month of chin-ups to complete.
Would have thought after compiling the double century, you could have gone in and knocked over 50.
Well, look, it's everything all the time. It was probably then.
Elise, great performance against the Poms. It's always good to beat the English cricket side. So 213, highest score, North Sydney Oval. That's a moment you'll never forget as a cricketer.
Oh, yeah, thanks very much. It was just a pretty surreal feeling, I think. Not just the innings, but the whole test for the team. We had such a wonderful crowd and support out at the ground, and then the coverage of the match too, both on the live stream but also the media and just how much of a big event it was.
Just the change, the dynamic with women's sport. It's just an amazing time to be a female athlete in this country, finally getting some great recognition, finally getting the pay packets to a degree, and finally just getting the national exposure for all the codes.
Yeah, you're right. It's quite hard to fathom, actually. I think in the last couple of years, particularly, the changes have just been so big and have happened very quickly. But I think in a lot of ways, it's actually been a pretty steady and slow progress over the last 10 to 15 years that it's kind of been building to this. And I think, just fortunately, in the last couple of years, it's been, you know, almost a real watershed moment for women's sport for a number of reasons. I think, you know, as you say, people are really interested in it now. There's people that want to watch the matches and are incredibly supportive of it. But also, I think the major sporting organisations in Australia are really keen to get females involved in their sport. And so as a result, have invested a lot more into it. And I think us as athletes are the ones that are really benefiting from it at the moment, which has been wonderful.
Absolutely. Two great highlights. Obviously, your double century and the coverage it got. And I just know of so many little girls and boys who want to emulate what you were doing. And the second one, and I don't know whether you've got just a little ping of, I wouldn't mind getting back over this way, Sam Kerr and what she's doing with Matilda. Some young boys who are just chasing her autograph and just beside themselves with the way she plays the game.
Yeah, she's an incredible player, and I've had the fortune of playing with Sam a little while ago, and she's just one of the most amazing athletes I've come across. Her ability to get high in the air and score goals from just about anywhere is probably matched by no one in women's soccer at the moment.
EP, would you play AFLW if you got an opportunity down the track? And what do you think of how the girls going after their first year?
Well, firstly, no way. For two reasons, I can't drop punts.
Yeah.
And secondly, those girls are way too tough for me. I actually went to a match last season and watched it live, and some of the collisions were just like bone rattling, really. So I don't think I'm tough enough. But I've loved watching it. I think it's been wonderful to see it emerge the way it has. And I think that first weekend with the lockout crowd was just beyond anyone's expectations.
Have you do you go by EP much, or is that Jars giving you another nickname?
Probably another nickname. We'll probably get ET a little bit more now. My married name's Tamula, so
ET.
Yeah, no, it's just another nickname from Jazz, which he reminded me about. He coined one for me a couple of years ago.
Yeah. And neither you or I could remember it. It was that good.
She's a superstar.
We love what you do, Elise. Well, love what you do for charity too. Using your profile beautifully So congrats on everything. Let's put a number on it. How many to go on these chin-ups? Let's be legit here. What are you going
to
get
up to now?
Well, I said 500. I've probably done 150.
All right.
So,
oh, dear. You better get off the phone and start now. Tell you what, if you fail on your challenge, Elise, I'll put you back in charge with Jar, because he promised to do 700 push-ups one day in here.
I got the 250.
Over a week, he got to 250. He promised to swim the Torrens. Never did that. He promised to nude skydive. He never did that. He promises to have roast dinner with the Crows boys. He never does that. You'll be in good company, EP. I can tell you.
Well, you've just given me incredible motivation to get those 350 out in the next few days.
Because your nickname won't be EP. It'll be Jarman.
Oh, my gosh.
Good luck.
Great to talk to you.
Thank
Thanks
you
for
guys.
Your time.
Love your work.
Yeah, loving what you're doing. Well, we did our best to confuse her nicely, haven't we? He's going to be
what
Charmin,
a talent.
E.T., EP, which you go with. Yeah. I mean, I thought it was always just an album.
At least
single.
Perry is a superstar.
What an out-and-out star. We are done and dusted for tonight, but tomorrow's the big day, and it's going to be a massive day, and it kicks off bright and early from 6 a.m. with Ruin Dits out at the shops.
Yep.
Triple M taking over the Cooper's Ale House at Jepps Cross, and what an establishment it is, Jars. If you've not been there, do yourself a Molly Meldrum and get there. Massive, massive day. Three big bands.
Yeah.
Us, Ruin Dits. Yep. KG's
Mods.
Got a quiz on. Mods is there.
Gibbsy. The Angels. Money. Can't wait, Luke.
What more do you want?
Luke.
Should finish with a weather warning.
It's going to be, it's going to be solid conditions tomorrow. So buckle up.
And to the family who've expressed their disappointment with the quiz, we're with you.
Apologize.
And we are sorry. And if we could take it all back, we would. But
that's just
sometimes it happens. And what you got to do now is you got to find a way to get yourself up.
Mm.
Phone a friend, I say. Phone a friend.
Okay.
Talk to someone.
Right, Mitchell Stark's also on the show tomorrow, Lou.
Is he?
Did I tell you that?
Hey.
No, I didn't, did I?
Is it in person?
He's on the phone.
Oh, damn.
Sorry, Lou.
That was my chance for Chad. I could have got him.
I know.
I could have got him.
Locked him in the boot of the car and drove him to St Kilda.
Oh, I could have just tripped him on the way through the foyer. Excuse me, are you suggesting that we...
Oh, no, no, just leave him in there for 4 days and bring him back.
As I said, no Tonya Hardings around here, mate.
Right. Oh, I think I'm getting tired,
you
mate.
Better go home and have a good sleep, my friend. We need two more shows out of you. Murphy, have a great night.
See
and I tell you what, did I say? With the Australian Radio School, you're doing a wonderful job. .com, by the way.
Triple M's Catch Up coming up next. Best of Jazz, Louis. Best of Ruined Dits. After this.